The Four Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. Actually, good afternoon. I'm Rob Weaver here at the Portside Fieldhouse to bring you the game between Fort Recovery and Mechanicsburg. It's the Fort Recovery Indians and the Mechanicsburg Indians. Mechanicsburg school down around Springfield. Down around Springfield, Ohio over there. And they are 8-3 on the year. Fort Recovery is also 8-3 on the year. Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banna would like to wish the Fort Recovery Indians the best of luck in today's girls basketball game. Go get them, Lady Indians, says the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banna on Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banna would love to be your family's dentist, and he is accepting new patients. Here we go with the start of the game. Whitley Ramble jumping for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians, and she controls the tip. Here's Kiki Wendell with it on the right side to Brenna Homan. Brenna back out, stops, passes in the corner to Kiki Wendell. Back out it goes to Paige Fortkamp. Paige to Brenna Homan. Left side there is Allie Vaughn. Cross-court pass to Kiki Wendell. Right side to Paige Fortkamp. And whoops, Paige passed. There's nobody there, but she went and retrieved the ball. Brenna Homan out between the circles now. Passing over to Kiki Wendell. Kiki dribbles down to the left wing. Hands off to Allie Vaughn. Allie passing back to Kiki. Corner shot is good. Kiki Wendell drills a three. And that puts the Fort Recovery Indians out on top here 3-0, just like they were the other night when they led from start to the end against New Knoxville. Let's hope they can do that here today as well. With the basketball is Grace Forrest. She'll pass over in the left wing, and a three-point shot is up and good by Taylor Roush. There's our first tie of the game. Taylor Roush connects on a three. She is a 5'2 sophomore. Kiki Wendell as Millersburg is pressing full court. Left side, Brenna Homan firing, hitting. Brenna Homan connects on a three. And it's now 6-3. Fort Recovery on top here in the first quarter, brought to you by Kalp's Pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery. They're also located in Union City, Indiana, and also in Bern, Indiana. And Fort Recovery blocked the shot, but they're going to call double dribble on Paige Fortkamp. She was trying to dribble out of traffic. That'll give the basketball back to Mechanicsburg. The Mechanicsburg Indians against the Fort Recovery Indians here today. Bounce pass comes in to Grace Forrest. Forrest way outside, dribbling to the right. With the basketball back to the left, she'll pop a three. Good. Wow. Very impressive. Grace Forrest drains a three. Makes it 6-6. That was just a step back three. Inside to Whitley Ramel, who scores. Brenna Homan gets the assist. Whitley Ramel the layup. And the Indians lead again at 8-6. Left side it goes to Addie DeLong. Back to Forrest. Forrest dribbling the basketball. That's Grace Forrest. Out by the center circle. Works her way to the right side off the pick. Now back to the left. At the free throw line. Tries to feed inside. It's loose, but picked up by Mechanicsburg. And up and good by Elena Kramer. And that ties the game at 8-8. And here's a steal by Mechanicsburg. Shot fires up. No good. Rebound Mechanicsburg. Nope, it's on the deck. Picked up by Paige Fortkamp. Over to Kiki Wendell. Down to Brenna Homan. Fast-paced game going on here in the Kalp Pharmacy first quarter. Paige Fortkamp on a three, and she drains it. How about that? Wow, wicked shooting here to start the game. Three threes by Fort Recovery. They lead 11-8. Brenna Homan has a three. Paige Fortkamp a three. Kiara Wendell has a three and a two for Whitley Ramel. Mechanicsburg drives in the lane. Ball's knocked loose. Picked up by Paige Fortkamp. Oh, right into the arms of Mechanicsburg's Addie DeLong, and she scores an easy layup there. Paige Fortkamp tried to do the right thing, But when she tried to save it, it went right into the hands of Addie DeLong, and there is a foul called on Mechanicsburg. Once again, Mechanicsburg over down around Springfield, Ohio. Congratulations to the Fort Recovery boys team as they scored a 53-40 win over New Knoxville last night. Remain undefeated in the conference. Pass into Allie Vaughn, misses it, got it. Over to Whitley Rammel, back outside to Brenna Homan. Homan now scoops it over to Kiki Wendell, who will pass to Allie Vaughn, and she misses the shot from three-point land. Rebound tipped away, and Mechanicsburg still has the ball. Paige Fortkamp almost stole it, but not quite. Kalp Pharmacy celebrating their 40th anniversary. Your friendly Health Mart Pharmacy, Kalp Pharmacy here in Fort Recovery. Here's a steal by Allie Vaughn. Comes down, stops, pops, and hits. Allie Vaughn stole the ball and lays it in at the other end. Make it 13-10. Fort Recovery on top by three. Here's Forrest with the basketball. She lobs it in the lane, and it's loose and picked up by Whitley Rammel. She falls down. They're going to call her for traveling. That's the second time they've tried that same play, trying to pass to Emily Conley, cutting down the lane. Conley will go out of the game momentarily. And I think coming in there was Ella Forrest, so we have two Forrest girls in the game. Mechanicsburg, oh, an inbounds pass, finding nobody there to guard her, and Ella Forrest scores on the layup, and that ties the game. Nope, a one-point lead still for Fort Recovery, 13-12. Inside for Allie Vaughn, misses the shot. She's fouled in the act of shooting. Allie Vaughn will go to the free throw line. Again, our first quarter brought to you by your friends. And once again, Kalp Pharmacy. Don't forget they have their weekly prescription program. They'll deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis right to your home. You can't beat that. Ask a friendly Kalp Pharmacy pharmacist about their weekly prescription delivery service. Allie Vaughn misses the free throw. She will have one more. That's the first free throw of the day for either team. This is back up and good this time. One out of two for Allie. And that gives the Indians a two-point lead at 14-12 here in the Kalp Pharmacy first quarter. You're on FortRecoveryRadio.com and WPGW-FM at 100.9 on your FM dial. Mechanicsburg threw it away. Picked up by Paige Fortkamp. Over to Kiki Wendell. Now up to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn races down to Brenna Homan in the left corner. Back outside to Allie. Allie looking for a teammate. Now she dribbles in, puts the shot up, missed it, and she's fouled in the act of shooting, and she'll be at the free throw line for two shots. Hope Wendell's in the game right now as Whitley Rammel went out of the game. Otherwise, the starters are still all in there for Fort Recovery, being Paige Fortkamp and Allie Vaughn at the free throw line, Brenna Homan and Kiki Wendell, and the free throw is good by Allie. She will have one more. Here comes Whitley Rammel back in after a brief rest, and Hope Wendell will go out. Allie Vaughn at the line, dribbles the ball, puts it up, and it's good. Three for four for Allie here in the early going. We'll take that all night long, and it's 16-12. Fort Recovery with the four-point lead over Mechanicsburg's Indians. Again, Mechanicsburg's 8-3 on the year. Fort Recovery also 8-3. Here's a drive to the hoop. Up and in. Taylor Roush scoring a layup. They have a nice, nice team, Mechanicsburg does, that's for sure. Full court press here. Up to Kiki Wendell, to Paige Fortkamp, into Whitley Rammel, back outside to Kiki, fires a three. Doesn't go this time. Rebound, Allie Vaughn. Back up and in. Allie Vaughn raced in there, grabbed the rebound, and puts it in to make it 18-14. Fort Recovery by four. Left side to Addie DeLong for Mechanicsburg. Dribbling the ball, almost lost it. Got it back. Over now to Grace Forrest. Grace dribbles on the left. Goes to the hole, pops the shot from 5 feet away. It doesn't go. Rebound comes to Paige Fortkamp. There's Allie Vaughn down to Whitley Rammel. Rammel stops, pops, misses. Rebound comes to Kiki Wendell. Blocked by Mechanicsburg's Forrest, and she'll bring it down. And underneath, up and no good. Rebound up and in by Ella Forrest. Ella Forrest gets the rebound of the missed shot by Addie DeLong. And Fort Recovery calls timeout. With the score, Fort Recovery leading Mechanicsburg. We have 1:45 to go in the first quarter. And it's 18-16. Indians on top, the Lady Indians on top of Fort Recovery by 2 points. We'll be right back.
Announcing Open House Week at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer. It's Wednesday through Saturday, January 27th through the 30th. Open House Week is a great time for savings from our parts department. All parts are discounted. That's farm equipment, lawn and garden, all parts are marked down. And you can pre-order your parts now and they'll be ready to go when you stop in. Open House at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer, January 27th through the 30th. Stop in and save.
The St. Henry Bank takes pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs, and we're excited to announce that we have just launched our newly updated website at sthenrybank.com. Enjoy a better online banking experience and the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, deposit checks, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history, monthly statements, and more.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today. The St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Back here at the Portside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery with the ball, and they lose it and turn it over, go over and back. So it's now 18-16 with Mechanicsburg with the ball and a chance to tie or maybe go ahead. Tossing it in here for Mechanicsburg will be Ella Forrest. Back over on the right side it goes. Back out top to Grace Forrest. Grace will pop a three, short, no good, and out of bounds it goes, and Fort Recovery will get the ball. Grace Forrest is not afraid to pump that baby up there, I'll tell you. Full court press by Mechanicsburg. Allie Vaughn to Whitley Rammel. Rammel with the basketball. Up to Allie Vaughn. Now they throw it away. That's exactly what you want to do when you're pressing a team, is you make the other guys throw it away. And that time the pass led Paige Fortkamp by a little bit too much and went out of bounds. Mechanicsburg with the basketball, leading Indians leading, Fort Recovery leading, 18-16. Ball is knocked out of bounds. He's going to get it. It's going to be given to Mechanicsburg. Hit by one of the Lady Indians. We do remind you the Cal Pharmacy location here in Fort Recovery is open extra hours during the week. Open until 7 Monday through Thursday night until 6 on Friday. Calp Pharmacy, Fort Recovery, celebrating their 40th anniversary. Here comes the inbounds pass from Grace Forrest. Out it goes to Addie DeLong. Tries to give it back to Grace Forrest. It's loose and out of bounds off of Mechanicsburg. It'll be given to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Fort Recovery's led all the way here in the first quarter, but it's only a two-point lead now, 18-16. Been a tough game. Mechanicsburg, an excellent team. Kiki Wendell is double-teamed at the angle, gets it off to Brenna Holman, down in the corner to Paige Fortkamp. Oh, she can't get it to go down. That's her shot, but it wouldn't go. Rebound to Mechanicsburg. Down they come, tipped out of bounds by Paige Fortkamp. Paige is quite an athlete. She's going on to play volleyball at the University of St. Francis up in Fort Wayne. One of the seniors on this Fort Recovery team. 18-16. Lady Indians of Fort Recovery on top by two over the Lady Indians of Mechanicsburg. Mechanicsburg gets the inbounds pass to Grace Forrest, dribbling the basketball against Brenna Holman. That goes off the pick, a little give and go, and it's picked up by Allie Vaughn. She'll come all the way down and up and in. Allie Vaughn made the steal and went all the way. She's had quite a first quarter here with a total of 9 points in the quarter so far. It's probably about her best of the year. Mechanicsburg with the basketball, trailing by four, 20-16. Down to 13 seconds. Inside, wide open. Grace Forrest puts it up and in. But the Indians have time here. 7 seconds. Come on, gals. Into Brenna Holman. Holman will dribble. She doesn't realize what the clock is. And the clock runs out. And Brenna heard the buzzer go off, and she looks up and says, doggone it, I didn't realize we were down to the final seconds. But Lady Indians is still on top here at the end of the first quarter. Score is 20 for Fort Recovery and 18 for Mechanicsburg. We'll return in a moment. Nice first quarter of play. Thanks to Calp Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Bern, Indiana, and Union City, Indiana, again, proudly celebrating their 40th anniversary. And we do remind you, if you need some handicapped medical equipment, check out their Handicapped Medical Equipment Center in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. They've got it all at the Handicapped Medical Equipment Center. We'll return in just a moment.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel at Fort Recovery Insurance. Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
We're back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery, with a two-point lead, battling a really nice Mechanicsburg's team, Mechanicsburg's Indians. They are 8-3 on the year, and Fort Recovery also 8-3 on the year. Mechanicsburg has the ball to start the second quarter, brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, your New Holland dealer, and Mechanicsburg threw it away. Fort Recovery with the basketball. Lady Indians putting on some pretty good pressure there on defense and caused Mechanicsburg to throw the ball away. Allie Vaughn will toss it in here. Goes into Kiki Wendell in the backcourt. Kiki across the timeline. Stops. Passes over to Allie Vaughn on the right wing. Allie looks for a teammate. Now goes inside to Whitley Rammel, who breaks to the hole and hits Whitley. And Whitley lays it in for her fourth point of the night. It's now 22-18. Here's a three-point shot. No good by Grace Forrest. Rebound comes to Mechanicsburg to Addie DeLong. She'll circle around. Passes off. Back to Forrest. Grace Forrest with the ball way out front. Right side it goes to Addie DeLong. DeLong lost the ball. Picks it back up. It's loose again. We got a jump ball, I think. And it's going to go to Fort Recovery. I'll tell you, this little pepper pot guard they have, Grace Forrest, who's 5'9". That's a decent size for a lady guard. She is quite a player. A lot of confidence. She's a senior. She's not afraid to shoot the basketball. Kiki Wendell will come down, pop the shot. It's short, no good. Rebound knocked away by Whitley Rammel. Kiki tries to save it. Back to Whitley. Back to Mara Pearson, who's in the game. And Mara puts it up and in. Mara Pearson makes it 24-18. I think that's the biggest lead of the game for Fort Recovery at 6 points here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Again, your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer, plus many other great brands as well. Mechanicsburg will drive a block, shot blocked by Whitley Rammel. Shots up and no good by DeLong. Rebound Whitley Rammel. Here's Allie Vaughn racing down all the way to the hole. Puts it up and missed it. Rebound Mechanicsburg and a foul's on Mara Pearson over the back. Mara had a really nice first half in the JV game tonight. She didn't play much in the second half. She had 12 points in the first half of play in the JV contest. We'll tell you more about the JV game coming up, but the Lady Indians did win that 156-51 over Mechanicsburg. And again, it was another hard-fought game, just like this one is here. Mechanicsburg with the ball stolen by Mara Pearson. Here she comes. Left-hand dribble, right-hand dribble, pops the shot. Oh, can't get it to go. Rebound picked up by Mechanicsburg. Addie DeLong has it. She'll come racing down. Don't foul her. Oh, they did. Going to call Kiki Wendell with a foul from behind. If your farm equipment needs service, you know where to take it. K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. They have an outstanding service department for farm machinery and lawn and garden equipment at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Right side it goes. Grace Forrest, now she'll pass it off, I'm assuming to her sister, Ella Forrest. Now up and no good, partially blocked there, was Elena Kramer's shot. And here's the ball going out of bounds, tipped out by Mechanicsburg off a dribble by Paige Fortkamp, who was attacking on the right side. Welcome you folks also who are watching on pay-per-view. Glad to have you listening and watching the game here this afternoon. Brenna Homan with the ball over to Paige Fortkamp on the right. Back outside to Mara Pearson. Mara will dribble the basketball, stops, feeds to Paige Fortkamp. Now it goes to Kiki Wendell, now to Mara Pearson, back outside to Paige Fortkamp. Kiki Wendell with the ball, out near the center circle, now dribbles to the left. Back to Brenna Homan, right side to Mara Pearson. Back out top to Brenna, on the left side to Kiki. Kiki bounce pass into Allie Vaughn, drives to the hole, misses the shot, but she draws the foul and will be at the free throw line with two shots. Score is 24-18 on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. Fort Recovery leading by six and a chance to go up by 8 points here, which would be the largest lead of the game for the Lady Indians of Fort Recovery. As Allie Vaughn is 3 out of 4 from the line tonight, and she misses that one. 3 out of 5 now. Whitley Rammel comes back in, and Paige Fortkamp will go out for a rest with 4:42 to go on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter scoreboard. Here's one more shot for Allie. It's good. That makes it a 7-point lead at 25-18. Mechanicsburg with the ball. Mechanicsburg comes down across the timeline. Again, their school is located down in the Springfield, Ohio area, about an hour 45 minutes away from here. And here's the ball tipped out of bounds. We'll be off Fort Recovery. Maybe Brenna Homan tipped that out. Tossing it in here will be Ella Forrest. And she passes in to Grace Forrest. Ella is only a freshman. Grace is a senior. Again, I'm assuming they're sisters. Outside tip by Kiki Wendell, but Grace Forrest comes up with it. She backs it up now. Fort Recovery in their zone defense here. Dribbling to the left is Grace Forrest, goes to the hole, and there's going to be a foul called on Fort Recovery. Forrest missed the shot, but she'll be at the line for two free throws. And these are the first free throws of the game for Mechanicsburg. And the first one is no good. Fort Recovery has 2, 4, 6 free throws, and they're all by Allie Vaughn, and Allie's hit 4 of the 6. One more coming for Grace Forrest here of the Mechanicsburg Indians. Puts it up, and no good again. Missed them both. Rebound chased down by Mechanicsburg's Olivia Skillings. Long shots up and no good by Grace Forrest. Rebound comes down to Mechanicsburg. There's a shot up and missing off the rim. Rebound Mechanicsburg. Knocked away by Mara Pearson. Mechanicsburg got it back. Inside. Shot's blocked and picked up by Allie Vaughn. And now a foul is going to be called on Mechanicsburg. Going to whistle that one on Taylor Roush. Score is 25-18. Fort Recovery with that 7-point lead at the moment. Allie Vaughn across the timeline feeds over to Brenna Homan. Brenna into Paige Fortkamp, who's back in the game. On the left to Whitley Rammel. Back out to Brenna Homan. Goes down the lane, scoops it up, got it! And she's fouled in the act of shooting. Brenna Homan, a great drive there, scoops it up and in, and she'll be at the free throw line. This will give Brenna a chance to make the lead at 10 points. It's 27-18. Mechanicsburg's been kind of stalled here on offense for a while. Brenna Homan eyes the hoop, puts it up, and it is no good off the back of the rim. And they're going to say Mechanicsburg was in the lane too soon. They say that Olivia Skilling stepped in the lane too soon, so Brenna will get a second chance. That one was a little bit too long. Let's see what she does here. It's up, and it is good. 28-18. So that mistake by Mechanicsburg cost them a point. And Fort Recovery now leads by 10 with 3:22 to go in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter of play. Don't forget, they have those great New Holland tractors at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Grace Forrest will pass inside to Conley. Knocked away by Whitley Ramble. That's the third time they've tried that play, and they've not been able to convert any of the three times. Allie Vaughn goes to the hole, lays it up and in. Allie Vaughn having quite a game today. As for Allie, that is point number 12. Here's Grace Forrest passing back outside, and they throw it away. Grace Forrest tried to pass outside to Addie DeLong, and Mechanicsburg calls timeout. Fort Recovery 30, Mechanicsburg 18, as Mechanicsburg has not scored yet in this second quarter, and we've only got 2:48 to go in the quarter on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. We'll be back in just a moment. Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which include saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
2021 is finally here. Many people have had a rough time in 2020, and we at Cooper Farms hope and pray that your families and community have a blessed and prosperous new year. Please be supportive of the less fortunate and try to make 2021 one of the best years ever. This message brought to you by Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio. 1-800-637-7161. Again, that's 1-800-637-7161.
Well, this second quarter has been all Fort Recovery, leading 30-18 with the ball. Allie Vaughn with it back out the page for Camp. A three does not go. Rebound comes down to Whitley Ramble. There's going to be a jump ball call. Whitley Ramble, Brenna Homan were in there together, and jump ball's called. It goes to Mechanicsburg. 2:29 left to go in the first half. Fort Recovery up 30-18. Back outside it goes to Emily Conley. Right side to Grace Forrest. Looks in. It's knocked away by Brenna Homan. Brenna Homan with those quick hands steals the basketball. Allie Vaughn underneath the Whitley Ramble, who lays it in. Ramble with 6 points now. And Fort Recovery leads 32-18. Mechanicsburg has not scored a point in this second quarter. Here's a shot up and good, finally, with about a minute 57 to go in the quarter. Elena Kramer scores. And there's Fort Recovery throwing the ball away. It was intended for Whitley Ramble from Allie Vaughn and went out of bounds. Great game going on with the Colts, which we're airing that game on our other stations at 1440 AM and 105.3 FM. The Colts are ahead of Buffalo 10-7 and threatening to score again. Ball's tipped out of bounds by Fort Recovery. Mechanicsburg will toss it in from down low on the baseline. Grace Forrest will toss it in. 1:42 to go in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Back outside. With the ball, there's Addie DeLong, still with the ball, and they're going to call a foul on Mara Pearson. Mara Pearson picks up her second personal foul. 32-20, Lady Indians up by 12. 1:37 to go. Mechanicsburg with the ball. We're in, again, the second quarter of play. It's again Grace Forrest with the basketball. Out top to Conley, passing on the left side to Taylor Roush. Mechanicsburg looking for the open shot, can't find it. Taylor Roush, right side, feeds up top to Conley, tries to go down low, ball's knocked away, and Fort Recovery comes up with it. Whitley Ramble tossing long, and it's stolen by Grace Forrest of Mechanicsburg. 1:06 to go in the half, 32-20. Mechanicsburg's 8-3. Fort Recovery is 8-3. Passing on the left side to Grace Forrest. She'll pass back out to Ella Forrest, who lobs it, tries to lob it into Conley. Ball's knocked loose. Picked up by Mechanicsburg. Back inside. Shots up by DeLong's no good. Rebound comes to Allie Vaughn, who shovels a pass as she falls down to the floor, out to Paige Fortkamp. 32-20. Indians lead by 12, 33 seconds to go. Allie Vaughn with the basketball, right side to Brenna Homan. Lady Indians do not look like they're in a last-second shot mode here. Mara Pearson with the ball. Now it looks like maybe they are. Fort Recovery is going to try to go for the last shot here, leading 32-20 with 12 seconds to go in the first half on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. Here's a drive to the hole by Allie Vaughn. It's no good, and a charge is going to be called on Allie Vaughn. Allie Vaughn charging with 3.5 seconds to go. That will give the ball back to the Mechanicsburg Indians. Pass comes in. 2 seconds, 1 second. Long shot by Forrest, and she just barely misses it. Grace Forrest, she is a nice little player. 32-20, the score at the end of the second quarter of play. Lady Indians scored 12 points, and Mechanicsburg scored only 2. Thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our, again, very fine second quarter scoreboard sponsor, your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer, K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery on State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery. Go Indians, says K&L Tractor Sales and Service. We'll be back with the halftime stats coming up in just a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 300 series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses that stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor Sales can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height and easy servicing. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to see New Holland skid steer and compact track loader.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Portside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
This is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy is caring for you like family, so we take the time to get to know you, explain your medications, and answer any of the questions you may have. We are committed to quality of care to help you on your path to optimal health. That is why our Kalp Pharmacy pharmacists are calling patients to be an extension of your healthcare team. Call Kalp Pharmacy today at 800-686-2314 and speak with one of our pharmacists. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Rob Weaver back at the Portside Fieldhouse. Eric Catterly, our studio producer, back at the radio station. And again, I do remind you, if you're interested in the Colts, we're airing that broadcast on our other stations at 1440 AM and 105.3 FM this afternoon. We'll be joining the Colts game as soon as we're done here at the Portside Fieldhouse. Fort Recovery leading at halftime over a very fine Mechanicsburg team, although they went to cold in the second quarter, giving the Lady Indians of Fort Recovery a chance to expand their lead to 12 points at 32-20 at the half. Fort Recovery led by only 2 at the end of the first quarter. Lady Indians have led all the way here so far this afternoon, although Mechanicsburg got close there in the first quarter, but could never get the lead. And then Fort Recovery outscoring the Lady Indians of Mechanicsburg 12-2 in the second quarter to take a 32-20 halftime lead. For Fort Recovery, they're led by Allie Vaughn, who has 12 points in the game. Allie has 4 2-point goals and 4 out of 6 at the free throw line for her 12 points. Brenna Homan has 5 points for the Lady Indians. I believe she has 5, 3, a 3-point goal and a 2-point goal. Paige Fortkamp with 3 points on a 3-point goal. Kiara Wendell has 3 points on a 3-point goal. Mara Pearson has 2 points on a layup. And it's Whitley Rammel with 6 points on, again, 3 2-point baskets, giving the Indians a total of 32 points on the half. for the Mechanicsburg Indians. They have a well-balanced scoring attack. Taylor Roush has 5 points on a three-point and a two-point goal. Grace Forrest has 5 points on a three-point and a two-point goal, and she's 0 out of 2 at the line. Those were the only free throws for Mechanicsburg in the first half. 4 points for Elena Kramer, who has 2 two-point goals, and 4 points for Ella Forrest, who has 2 two-point goals. And then 2 points for Addie DeLong on a two-point goal for their total of 20 points here at the half. Again, the halftime score is Fort Recovery leading Mechanicsburg 32-20. Both teams have excellent 8-3 records on the year. We'll return with a look at the junior varsity game today right after we pause for this.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements, and more. Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risk of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you'll face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside our fort and let Fort Recovery Insurance Agency protect you. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 27th through the 30th. All parts are discounted during this week. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 27th through the 30th at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which include saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more. Back at the Fortside Fieldhouse, the Fort Recovery Indians with a 32-20 lead over the Mechanicsburg Indians. In the junior varsity game, Fort Recovery won that one. It was also a hotly contested game. 56-51 was the final score, Lady Indians winning by 5. And Mechanicsburg got back to within maybe 1, or I know they got back to within 2 there late in the game before Lady Indians won by 5, 56-51. Fort Recovery trailed at the first quarter, 12-11, but then outscored Mechanicsburg in the second quarter, 18-8, to take a 29-20 lead at the half. Lady Indians led by only 1 after 3, 37-36. But the final, Lady Indians scoring 19 points in the last quarter and winning 56-51. Fort Recovery was led by Kenzie Garkey, who had 15 points. That included a total of 5 two-point goals, a three-point, also 3 points in the first half, and 2 out of 3 from the free throw line for 15. Mara Pearson had 14 points, including 12 in the first half. She didn't play a lot in the second half because they hold her back for her varsity minutes. 9 points for Elizabeth Allig, 9 points for Callie Wendell, and then tipping in with 4 was Grace Guggenbiller, 2 for Alexis Wendell, and 1 for Abby Kanapke. Once again, Fort Recovery beats Mechanicsburg in the junior varsity game, 56-51. They're leading here by 12 points at halftime of the varsity game, 32-20. We'll be back with the second half of play right after this.
Honey, come here. Look at it snow.
Boy, those are the biggest flakes I have ever seen.
Look at this one. It looks like a dog.
Joe, snowflakes have 6 sides. How can it look like a dog? Oh my, that is a coyote. Run, Joe, run!
Folks, enjoy this time of the year, but do be careful and watch out for hazards.
This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. What defines an effective true vertical tillage tool? The new Great Plains TurboMax does. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3 3/4 inch overall blade spacing, TurboMax levels your seedbed and delivers the desired residue coverage without creating compaction. Call K&L Tractor Sales today or visit us in Fort Recovery, Ohio to see what the TurboMax can do for you. K&L Tractor in Great Plains, harvest starts here.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Back here at the Portside Fieldhouse, just about set for the second half of play. Lady Indians lead 32-20 over the Mechanicsburg Indians. Rob Weaver here. Again, Eric Catterly is our studio producer. Big battle going on there in Buffalo between the Colts and Buffalo. Very close halftime. His last report I have is the Colts lead 10-7 over Buffalo. A few seconds to go in the first half of play. Here's Kiki Wendell with the basketball. We'll pass to Allie Vaughn up and missed the layup. Rebound with Paige Fortkamp, no good. Battle. And Mechanicsburg comes down with the basketball. Taylor Roush came down with the rebound there. She's at the top of the key. Bounce pass goes to Grace Forrest. Grace tried to pass off, lost the ball, and it goes out of bounds, they say, off of Fort Recovery. Whitley Rammel, she always has a smile on her face. She just loves to play, whether it's volleyball or basketball. Inside pass is knocked away by Allie Vaughn, picked up by Kiki. Over to Allie Vaughn, inside to Paige Fortkamp, banks it off the glass, won't go down. Rebound comes to Whitley Rammel, misses it. Rebound to Mechanicsburg, to Emily Conley. Here's Grace Forrest with the ball way outside. Our third quarter is brought to you by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. You'll find the farmer's friends at Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. They've got an outstanding livestock feed program for your animals at Cooper Farms. And there's a foul called on Fort Recovery's Allie Vaughn. No. On Brenna Homan. Foul's called on Brenna Homan. Must have been reaching in there. Just underway here in the second half. Lady Indians of Fort Recovery up by 12 over the Lady Indians of Mechanicsburg. Inside pass to Grace Forrest. Missed the shot. Rebound comes to Allie Vaughn. She races down. Passes to Kiki Wendell. Back outside. Paige Fortkamp on a three. It's way off. Rebound comes to Mechanicsburg's Elena Kramer. Down comes Grace Forrest with the basketball. She's their go-to person, their point guard out there. Feeds over on the left to Elena Kramer. Back out top it goes. Addie DeLong with the ball. And it's tipped away and stolen by Kiki Wendell. Kiki brings it down across the timeline. Bounce pass to Paige Fortkamp. What a pass inside to Allie Vaughn. Almost lost it. Saves it into the hands of Brenna Homan. Left to Paige Fortkamp. Fires a three. Good! Paige Fortkamp gets a three to go down, her second three of the day, and it's 35-20. Lady Indians by 15 points now. Grace Forrest with the basketball. Forrest dribbling the ball, goes to the right, over on the wing, driving baseline, back out to Grace Forrest, almost lost it, still has the ball, and a foul's going to be called on Paige Fortkamp. It's number one on Paige, so she is obviously in no problem there. 6 minutes left to go here in this third quarter of play. Cooper Farms scoreboard. Right side corner shot by Grace Forrest. No good. Rebound comes to Paige Fortkamp, and a foul is going to be called on Mechanicsburg on the rebound. Out of bounds. No 1-1 here yet, obviously. We're way early in the second half of play.
Outside pass to Paige Fortkamp. Now to Allie Vaughn. Allie passing on the left to Fortkamp in the corner. There's Kiki Wendell. No good. Rebound Vaughn back up and got it. No finesse to that one. She just kind of threw it up and in. Allie has a total of 14 points on the evening, or on the day now. Here's Grace Forrest with the shot for Mechanicsburg, and she cranks a three in. Grace Forrest, her second three of the day. And it's 8 points for her now, and Fort Recovery with the ball. Left side to Brenna Homan, into Whitley Rammel. She scores, and she's fouled in the act of shooting. Whitley Rammel puts it in. Brenna Homan gets the assist. Rammel goes to the free throw line for one shot here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Hey, Cooper Farms has a lot of great job opportunities. If you'd like to check them out, go to CooperFarms/joinourteam.com. That's CooperFarms/joinourteam.com, and take a look at the many job opportunities. Whitley Rammel hits the free throw, make it 40-23. Here's an outside shot by Grace Forrest. She misses that one, a little short. Rebound Whitley Rammel. Over to Paige Fortkamp, who will streak down the court. Passing to Allie Vaughn, back up and in. Nice pass break for Fort Recovery. Give Paige Fortkamp the assist. Allie Vaughn the layup. And we are at 42-23. Lady Indians of Fort Recovery on top by 19. Timeout. Mechanicsburg, we'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Chills, headaches, and stuffy noses. When cold and flu strike, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy. We have a wide selection of cold and flu treatments to offer relief. And if you're taking a prescription, our pharmacist can let you know how cold and flu treatments may interact with your prescription and recommend the correct product for you. So stop in at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Mark your calendars for Open House Week at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery. It's Wednesday through Saturday, January 27th through the 30th. Enjoy 15% off Case IH and Kubota filters, $2 off cultivator sweeps. All parts are at least 10% off. There's refreshments every day and chances to win prizes. Please send in your pre-orders so we can have your order ready when you come in. Wednesday through Saturday, January 27th through the 30th, Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
That big sales coming up towards the end of the month there at Hall Brothers, so make sure you put that on your schedule. Always a great annual sale at Hall Brothers Incorporated, their annual sale. Here's an outside shot by Mechanicsburg, no good. Rebound Paige Fortkamp, as missing the basket was Taylor Roush on a three-point shot. Knocked away from Allie Vaughn, but Whitley Rambo got it back. Paige Fortkamp on a corner shot, doesn't go. Rebound's tipped around to Mechanicsburg. Here comes Mechanicsburg with the ball across the timeline. Grace Forrest with it. She'll pass on the left. Three-point shot is blocked by Paige Fortkamp. Mechanicsburg will keep the ball. That was Elena Kramer taking that shot. Inbounds pass comes to Grace Forrest. On the left, there is Taylor Roush. She'll pass off in the corner, back outside to Grace Forrest. Over on the right it goes. With the ball there is Taylor Roush. She'll fire a three and got it. Taylor Roush with her second three of the day. That cuts the lead to 42-26. The Indians of Fort Recovery on top over the Indians of Mechanicsburg. Here in the Cooper Farms, third quarter of play inside to Kiki Wendell. Good, and Brenna Homan gets the assist. Kiki Wendell with the layup. Brenna Homan with the assist. 5 points for Kiki now, and there's a foul called on Fort Recovery. It'll be whistled on Allie Vaughn, her second foul. Mechanicsburg will put the ball in play from underneath the basket. Ella Forrest, a freshman, will be putting it in play here. Looking for a teammate in trouble. In trouble, finally gets it off, and it goes out of bounds. They're going to say it was touched last by Kiki Wendell. Tried to get the pass in there to Taylor Roush, but she couldn't quite get it. But no harm done as Kiki tapped it away. Inbounds pass comes in to Taylor Roush. She's on the outside, down between the circles. Works her way to the right. Bounce pass on the wing. There's Grace Forrest firing and missing a three. Rebound comes to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn comes racing down on the left corner. Brenna Holman a three. A little short, no good, but Kiki Wendell got the rebound. Kiki passing inside to Whitley Holman. Turns, fires, misses. Rebound, Mechanicsburg. Here comes Mechanicsburg with the ball, down by 44-26. An 18-point lead for the Lady Indians of Fort Recovery. Cooper Farms, third quarter of play. Cooper Farms would love to buy your corn. Contact Cooper Farms about details of you can sell your corn to Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. And we've got a jump ball called as Allie Vaughn had knocked the ball away and it ends up on the floor. Hope Wendell will come in. Whitley Rambo will take a rest. Whitley has not committed a single foul today. That's kind of unusual for her. She's just taking a well-deserved rest at the moment. Mechanicsburg with the ball, down by 18. Inside, and a foul's on Hope Wendell. Hope fouled Ella Forrest. Not a 1-1 yet. Out of bounds to the Mechanicsburg Lady Indians. Both teams have excellent records. Both teams 8-3 on the year. Mechanicsburg came a long way for this game today. It's about an hour and 45 minutes from their school down near Springfield. Allie Vaughn will go out. Mara Pearson comes in for Fort Recovery. Right side jumper is good. I think just a two-point shot for Emily Conley. That's her first basket of the game. Makes it 44-28. Here's Kiki Wendell bringing it up for the Lady Indians. Passing in the left corner. Paige Fortkamp dribbles, comes in, misses the shot, about a 15-footer. Rebound comes to Mechanicsburg. Down they come with the ball. Grace Forrest with it. She'll pass on the left side to Taylor Roush. Roush looks for a teammate. Dumps it off to Olivia Skillings, who's in the game. Back outside it goes. There's Emily Conley. She'll dribble, passes over here to Taylor Roush. Roush holds the ball above her head, now passes off to Ella Forrest. Back to Grace Forrest. Grace between the circles, passing on the right side to Conley, Emily Conley. Now into Ella Forrest. She tries to pass off. It's picked up by Conley, and she lays it in. Emily Conley gets her second basket here. They both came in the last minute. And the lead is down to 14 at 44-30. And here's Fort Recovery almost throwing the ball away. Paige Fortkamp has it, firing, hitting a three-point basket. Paige Fortkamp bombs a three from the right side. 9 points for her now. And it's 47-30. That makes it pretty tough for Mechanicsburg to come back when the Lady Indians can keep pouring the points in the basket. One of their better offensive games of the year here today for Fort Recovery. We're in the third quarter still, and they've scored 47 points. Cooper Farms, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Here's a shot up and no good by Grace Forrest. Rebound, Mara Pearson. Mara will hand off to Kiki Wendell. Down to Paige Fortkamp. Fortkamp racing to the hole. Passing in the corner to Brenna Holman. Dribbles, fires, and misses. Short rebound. Paige Fortkamp, good. Paige Fortkamp puts it in. That's 11 for her now. And I think Fort Recovery just called timeout, leading 49-30 with 40 seconds to go in the Cooper Farms third quarter. We'll be back in just a moment.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today, the St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Rob Weaver back at the Fortside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery, entertaining Mechanicsburg this afternoon in high school girls basketball. And the Fort Recovery Lady Indians have a nice lead of 49-30 right now. Allie Vaughn with 16 points in the game today. She's had quite a game. I think she had 9 in the first quarter. Dribbling the basketball, stolen by Allie Vaughn. She'll stop, dribble, Feeds off to Mara Pearson. No good. Missed the layup there. Rebound comes to Mechanicsburg. Down comes Mechanicsburg. Paige Fortkamp's called for a personal foul. And it'll be out of bounds to Mechanicsburg. That's number one, I believe, on, no, number two on Paige. Fifth foul on the team here. Here's an outside open three-pointer by Roush. Doesn't go for her. Rebound Whitley Rammel. Almost dropped in, but not quite. Indians with the ball. Here's Grace Guggenbiller who's in the game. Tries to pass to Mara Pearson behind the defense, and the pass is intercepted by Mechanicsburg. I think that might have been Conley who tipped it away. Right side it goes to Addie DeLong. Back outside to Emily Conley. And Mechanicsburg didn't realize how much time was on the clock, and the clock ran out on them without a shot. Thank you very much. 49-30 is the score at the end of the third quarter of play. Mechanicsburg had a better quarter that quarter, scoring 10 points, but the Lady Indians scored 17. So Fort Recovery expanding their lead from 12-19 at the end of three quarters. Thanks again to Cooper Farms and Fort Recovery for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Check out all the job opportunities at cooperfarms.com/join our team. That's cooperfarms.com/join our team. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel at Fort Recovery Insurance. Every year you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Tonight we have Jay County boys basketball. Jay County will be entertaining the Adams Central Jets this evening at the Jay County High School gym. That game will start at 6 o'clock for the JV varsity to follow. That'll be coming up right after Colts football today. 49-30, Indians on defense here to start the fourth quarter. Mechanicsburg brings it across the timeline. Grace Forrest with it. On the left side, it goes to Olivia Skillings. She'll pass to Addie DeLong, goes inside and scores. And a foul's going to be called on Kiki Wendell on the shot. Layup there for Addie DeLong. It's only 5'5 and only a freshman. She'll be at the line to shoot one shot. 4 points for Grace DeLong today. This is up and no good off the back of the rim. Rebound comes down to Mechanicsburg. Here's a three-point shot. It's up and no good. Rebound comes down to Mechanicsburg. Back up and no good by DeLong. Rebound comes to Whitley Rammel, and a foul's going to be called on Addie DeLong on the play. Addie thought she had a clean jump ball situation. Out of bounds to Fort Recovery. Only the third foul on Mechanicsburg this half. We haven't had a whole lot of fouls really called in the game. It has been an aggressive game, though, I will say that. I'm not so sure how there's only that many fouls. Both teams being really pesky on defense. Brenna Homan right side to Allie Vaughn, fires and misses, and in fact lodges the ball in the between the rim and the backboard. That's a jump ball, and it goes to Fort Recovery. Have to wait to get somebody to get the ball down. Here's Jeff Vaughn to the rescue as he takes the floor cleaner with its long handle and finally gets it to fall out. 7:24 left in the game. Fort Recovery up by 17, 49-32. Kiki Wendell passes into Paige Fortkamp. Over on the left to Allie Vaughn. Allie looks for a teammate. Back to Brenna Homan. Brenna bounce pass. Tried to bounce it into Whitley Homan, but it's intercepted by Grace Forrest. And Mechanicsburg has the ball. Down it goes. Underneath to Conley. Puts it up and in. Emily Conley scores. And that cuts the lead to 15 at 49-34. Mechanicsburg's coach, Christy Dodane, I believe it is, tries to get the key team going here. And there's a foul called on Mechanicsburg on the press. That's one thing you do not want to do when you press a team. You don't want to commit fouls. That just gives the offensive team the advantage. What you try to do is to try to make the offensive team throw the ball away and not try to not foul them, that's for sure. Kiki Wendell brings it up over to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn goes down the lane, stops, passes back out to Brenna Homan. Left side to Kiki Wendell. She's guarded very closely by DeLong. She picks it up and passes to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn goes in, stops, and a travel call on Allie Vaughn. She got hemmed in down there and tried to find somebody to pass it off to, and in so doing, she traveled with the ball. 49-34. Right side shot by DeLong is no good. Rebound comes down to Mechanicsburg, to Olivia Skillings. Back out to Conley. And it's a good three-point basket for Emily Conley. And that cuts the lead down to 12 at 49-37. And there's a lot of time left in this game. 6:06 to go. Left side to Brenna Homan. Back outside to Allie Vaughn. She'll pop the three. No good. Rebound Mechanicsburg. With the basketball is Grace Forrest. She'll stop at the top of the key, fires and hits. Grace Forrest brings a three. And that cuts the lead to 49-40 all of a sudden. It was 20 points, or almost 20. Kiki Wendell almost lost it to Brenna Homan. Back out to Allie Vaughn. Allie dribbles the ball. Way out top of the key. Hands off to Brenna Homan. Coach Holly Gann wants to call timeout. A charge here by Mechanicsburg. They've cut the lead to 9 at 49-40. Fort Recovery still with the lead and with the ball. We'll be back in a moment. Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which include saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
2021 is finally here. Many people have had a rough time in 2020, and we at Cooper Farms hope and pray that your families and community have a blessed and prosperous new year. Please be supportive of the less fortunate and try to make 2021 one of the best years ever. This message brought to you by Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio. 1-800-637-7161. Again, that's 1-800-637-7161.
Back here at the Portside Fieldhouse, 5:26 left to go in the basketball game. Indians on top, 49-40 with the ball. Kiki Wendell gets the inbounds pass, comes down, passes over to Paige Fortkamp on a three. It's no good. Had the open three, but that was off the mark. Rebound Mechanicsburg. Now they can cut the lead to 7, maybe even 6. Grace Forrest with the ball out front. She's a confident young lady. Right side it goes to Addie DeLong. DeLong bounce pass over to Olivia Skillings. Down the left side to Grace Forrest. Forrest dribbling to the top of the key. Passing on the left side to Conley. And there's a foul called on Allie Vaughn. And that's number 3 on Allie. Nobody's in real trouble for Fort Recovery. Allie Vaughn has 3 and Kiki Wendell has 3. But we're here in the fourth quarter, 4:47 to go. Nobody on Mechanicsburg is in foul trouble. Stepping to the free throw line will be Emily Conley. She could cut this lead down to 7. First free throw is no good on the 1-1. Missed it. Rebound Whitley Ramble. That was a big miss. Kiki Wendell brings it down. Passing to Brenna Homan on the left wing. Brenna dribbling the ball. Back outside to Paige Fortkamp. Now there's Allie Vaughn with it. Back to Brenna Homan. Homan goes right side to Paige Fortkamp. Thinks about shooting but doesn't. Still with the ball. Hands off to Kiki Wendell. She'll pop a shot from the free throw line and got it. Big basket for Kiki Wendell. Her 7th point of the game. That makes the score now 51-40, back to an 11-point lead. So Mechanicsburg had a chance a moment ago to cut that lead to 7. Instead, they missed the free throw, and Fort Recovery comes down and scores to pop it back up to 11 points. Mechanicsburg gets the ball as it's knocked out of bounds by Fort Recovery. Here's Connolly firing, no good, and a foul's going to be called over the back on Elena Kramer. Elena Kramer picks up number 2. Fort Recovery will get the ball out of bounds. That's only the 4th foul on Mechanicsburg. 51-40, Indians on top by 11. Kiki Wendell, double team, passes to Brenna Homan. Homan passes up to Whitney Rammel, to Allie Vaughn, goes the lane and scores. Allie Vaughn lays it in. She's having quite a day. 18 points now for Allie. 53-40. Layup's no good by Grace Forrest. Rebound, Brenna Homan. Down to Allie Vaughn. She'll pass in the middle to Rammel, and she is fouled by Grace Forrest. Whitney Rammel will go to the free throw line. She hit her only free throw of the game earlier.
Grace Forrest, her second. Team 6. Whitney Rammel,
no line, shooting 2. 53-40, 13-point lead. It's up and good by Whitney Rammel. Stay tuned. As soon as we wrap up the game here, we'll be joining the Colts game in progress. That makes it 54-40 for Whitley, and Whitley has 9 points and misses that free throw, and the ball's out of bounds off of Whitney Rammel. Mechanicsburg will get the basketball back. It's not over yet, but looking pretty good for Fort Recovery, leading 54-40. 3:33 left to go here in the fourth quarter of play. Here's Grace Forrest on a three. Can't get it to go down. Rebound, Whitley Rammel. Rammel to Kiki Wendell. Wendell with the basketball. Fort Recovery playing with a lot of confidence today. Over to Allie Vaughn. It was tipped, but Allie still got it. Here's Brenna Homan. Inside to Whitley Rammel, who lays it up. No good. Rebound, Paige Fortkamp. No good. And the foul's going to be called on Mechanicsburg. Paige Fortkamp will go to the line, and she's usually a pretty good free thrower. We'll see. She hasn't been there yet today. This would expand the lead back to 16. Now, Mechanicsburg had their chance, but they let it flitter away. Free throw's up and good. 55-40 now. Indians on top by 15. Here's one more for Paige Fortkamp. Bounces the ball, lets it fly. Missed that one off the back of the rim. Rebound stolen away by Paige Fortkamp. Double teamed. Needs some help, and a jump ball is going to be called. Paige did a nice job of getting that rebound, but the alternating possession goes to Mechanicsburg. Fort Recovery not pressing here. 3 minutes to go in the game. Fort Recovery up by 15, 55-40. Here's a pass over in the left corner, back outside. There's DeLong firing a three, no good. Rebound, Allie Vaughn. Vaughn with the ball over to Brenna Homan. Homan across the timeline. She will pass in the left corner. Paige Fortkamp wide open, misses the three, and a foul's on Whitley Rammel going over the back. Foul on Whitley Rammel. Mechanicsburg will get the ball with 2:41 left to go here in the fourth quarter of play. Right side it goes, back outside. Over on the left to Grace Forrest. Forrest dribbling the basketball and picked up, just knocked away, picked up by DeLong. She'll fire and miss a 5-footer. Rebound, and a jump ball is called between Whitley Rammel and Addie DeLong, and it's going to go to Fort Recovery on the alternating possession. Whitley. 55-40, Lady Indians up by 15 points. Pass comes in to Allie Vaughn. Allie dribbling down across the timeline. Being chased by Ella Forrest. Here's Paige Fortkamp hitting about a 12-footer from the right side. Gives Paige a total now of 14 points on the day. And it's 57-40. Outside, DeLong passes over here to Taylor Roush. There's a three-point shot by Grace Forrest, and she cans another one. She has 4 threes on the night. on the day and 14 points on the afternoon. It's 57-43. But only a minute and a half to go. Here's Allie Vaughn down the lane, unmolested, lays it up and in. Allie Vaughn with 20 points now. What a game for Allie. Here's a shot by Forrest, and she hits another three. Grace Forrest, wow, what a shooter she can be. She's missed a lot of shots today, but, well, she's hit a total of five threes, has 17 points on the day now for Forrest. I would imagine that's probably at her average or less. Paige Fortkamp inside scores. Give Brenna Holman the assist. Paige Fortkamp the basket, who dribbled right inside and put it up and in. 16 points now for Paige Fortkamp. Grace Forrest with the ball back to DeLong. DeLong dribbles down, feeds underneath. There's Ella Forrest, no good. Got her own rebound. Back outside to Grace Forrest. She misses a three. Ball's knocked around. And Ella Forrest came down with it, lost it, picked up by Kiki Wendell. Kiki brings it down with 30 seconds. Brenna Homan on the left, back outside it goes. 15-point lead for Fort Recovery, 61-46. This game is all but in the bag. Ball's loose, picked up by Brenna Homan. Brenna dribbling, hands off to Allie Vaughn, back to Brenna Homan. Back outside it goes, Tamara Pearson. Paige Fortkamp, we're not going to shoot anymore. Mechanicsburg still playing pretty aggressive defense. Now they back it off. There's your final score. 61 for Fort Recovery and 46 for the Mechanicsburg Lady Indians. Congratulations to Fort Recovery on another wire-to-wire win. They led the whole game here tonight. Started out leading 3-0. Well, the game was tied a couple of times there in the first quarter, but Mechanicsburg never did have the lead as Fort Recovery wins, again, 61-46. We'll wrap it up in just a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Getting seed in the ground faster with more accuracy and consistency, it starts with your planter. With a variety of sizes and configurations to choose from, there's a Kinze planter that's right for every field and every planter crop. Innovative planter technology improves speed, accuracy, and consistency and provides convenient transport between fields. Come see the latest Kinze planters today at K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, as we have, can you hear or not? No? Well, let me jiggle this around a little bit. Let me know when it comes on. There, you got it now?
No.
No?
Nothing.
Okay. Fort Recovery, again, I kind of messed with that and see if I can get that to work.
It's coming in and out for a second.
Okay. Having trouble. Here.
Ooh, there it is.
You got it?
Maybe. Yeah. This one. Yeah, wait. There it is. All right, I'm good. Okay. I'm just going to have to hold it.
Well, I can make that better.
Here.
But let's do this.
It's this one right here. Ooh, that was good. Whatever you just did.
Well, let me see here.
It's this one. That's the problem.
Oh, okay.
There it is. That's good. Whatever you're doing nothing, but we're connected.
Okay.
All right, there we go.
Good.
All right,
okay.
Just don't touch it.
Holly Gann joins us here, the head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Another wire-to-wire victory for you, and he never trailed in this game, although they tied it a couple of times early. But, wow, this was a good team. I mean, these guys were out to win.
Yeah, so obviously number 11 is a really good player. I'd probably put her in the Ivy Wolf category. So this was a great opportunity for us to kind of defensively see what we could do with a player that can create her own shots like number 11. So again, just coming out of Thursday, I thought our energy to start the game pretty much for three, four, 3.5 quarters, I'd probably say, has just been right where I want it to be. And honestly, I think it started with our JV contest. Those girls came out. They played high. We've been playing high energy. Defensively, we're out to get it. Defensive intensity is up. Offensive intensity stays there, too. So we had about a half of a quarter that I probably wasn't as happy with, but we've been playing a lot, pretty good high volume basketball over the course of the last couple days, so naturally that's going to happen at one point. So as a coach, I'm tickled. These girls came out and they played really hard, and Mechanicsburg is a great team, so they drove an hour and 45 minutes, and I'm okay sending them back for the hour and 45 minutes with a loss.
Yeah. And, you know, they're a pretty athletic team, and they pressed you about all night, and your kids handled it pretty well.
Yeah, we were composed, even when we didn't have to. So we haven't seen them jam the rebounder as hard as they have. So Whitley and Paige and Allie, even at times, they're coming two or three deep. So composure there in the front courts allows us to get the ball down faster. Naturally, it takes the tempo of the game to speed up. And the girls just did a really nice job. They responded pretty well for what we were wanting. And again, I'm just happy. And I think we're all ready for Monday, just so that we can take Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday to be able to go back and focus on Marion and get that next MAC win and just be able to rest our legs a little bit here.
Yeah, that'll be a big game next Thursday with Marion Local, and we have to play over there, unfortunately. But
that's okay. We were there last year, so
we'll do it again, huh?
That's right.
Holly Gann is with us. Excellent scoring tonight. I want to tell you, this Whitley Rammel, she has the best attitude. She's always got a smile on her face.
You know, she is just a neat kid. Definitely not necessarily. She's been doing a lot for me. I mean, look at those rebounds late in the game. She at one time, it was Whitley getting boxed out by three of them and still able to just get a hand on it, break it up for a week and grab it. Whitley just works so hard, and she wants to win. I mean, she's got the passion and the drive. Obviously, volleyball is her first love, but I know she'll never admit it. Basketball is pretty close right now. And she just is a hard worker, and she can run the floor.
Yes.
I mean, she ran the floor today twice, faster than some of our guards. So she's not your traditional five. Not your traditional five.
And Brenna Homan, the assist for her today, she racked up a bunch.
And not only Brenna. I mean, obviously, offensively, those assists are important. But Brenna and Paige, Brenna more than Paige, but had the guard 11. And so Brenna did a fantastic job of just about being in her pocket all the time. And, you know, that's something we need to be able to continue to do, and Brenna's the right person for the job. So, yeah, Brenna had a great game.
Well, hey, congratulations, Holly. We'll let you go. And a big win for you against a very fine team. They came in 8-3, and I was very impressed with their play today, and I was more impressed with the way we handled them.
Absolutely. It's not always about what they do. It's about what we do. And so in practice, we don't spend a lot of time talking about other teams. We focus on what we can do to become better. So I think this is today one of those examples where they didn't know a lot. They knew number 11. That was about it. So.
And I think, actually, I haven't seen all your games, but this had to be one of your best offensive games.
Like I said, I just think that energy is going in the right direction. So we talk a lot about just where that energy goes. And today I just felt like defensively we started the game ready to win. We're getting that taste for success. We're doing the small things right, which just tighten up what we already have, that foundation. And, yes, we are playing at a much higher level at this point in the year than I would have probably expected, to be fair with you. Yeah. So coming out of Christmas break, we just look fresh and we just want it. So.
Yeah, super win today. Hey, congratulations.
Hey, thanks. Have a good one.
Okay, Holly Gann, we'll see you on Thursday at Marion Local as Fort Recovery wins today over Mechanicsburg by a score of 61-46. We'll give you the point totals right after this.
This is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy is caring for you like family, so we take the time to get to know you, explain your medications, and answer any of the questions you may have. We are committed to the excellence and quality of care to help you on your path to optimal health. That is why our Kalp Pharmacy pharmacists are calling patients to be an extension of your healthcare team. Call Kalp Pharmacy today at 800-686-2314 and speak with one of our pharmacists. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Well, we'll get out of here real quick. Again, reminder, we'll be joining the Colts game. The Colts playing a really fine game today against Buffalo. We'll have that for you coming up right here the second half. for Fort Recovery today. They led all the way, led 20-18 at the first quarter, 32-20 at halftime, led 49-30 after three, and the final again was 61-46, a 15-point win for the Lady Indians, who improved their record to 9-3 on the year, and Mechanicsburg drops to 8-4. Fort Recovery was led by Allie Vaughn with 20, 16 for Paige Fortkamp, 10 points for Whitley Rammel, 7 for Kiki Wendell, and 2 points for Mara Pearson. Again, 20 for Allie Vaughn, 16 for Paige Fortkamp. For the Mechanicsburg Indians, their hot shooter, Grace Forrest, although she missed a lot of shots, but boy, when she's on, she's on. She had a total of 5 threes and a 2-point goal today for 17 points for Grace Forrest. Also, Emily Connolly had a nice game with 9 points on the day. Taylor Roush had 8 points on the day. Addie DeLong with 4. Also, Elena Kramer with 4. And Ella Forrest with 4. In the B game, that was won by Fort Recovery 56-51. Fort Recovery was led by Kinsey Garkey with 15. Mara Pearson had 14, mostly in the first half. 9 apiece for Callie Wendell and Elizabeth Allig. 4 points for Grace Guggenbiller. 2 apiece for Lindsay Wendell and Alexis Wendell, and 1 for Abby Kanapke. Again, your final score, Fort Recovery wins the varsity game 61-46. Fort Recovery wins the junior varsity game by a score of 56-51. Again, our next Fort Recovery broadcast at Marion Local this coming Thursday night. So for our fine sponsors, I'm Rob Weaver saying good afternoon, everybody.
You've been listening to Fort Recovery Indians basketball on J Country 101 Radio. Tonight's special sports coverage was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the J Country 101 Sports Department. WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana, your sports station for East Central Indiana and Western Ohio.